Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 23. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Lori Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, she will share bite-sized book reviews and book recommendations. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. Before we get to today's ebook haul, I want to share a word about my favorite subscription boxes for young adult reads, and it's Outcrate. Outcrate is a monthly subscription box that features a new release young adult book with an exclusive cover and 3 to 5 bookish goodies. This past month, the book was Azure Shades by Amanda Foody, and the bookish goodies included a pillowcase, soap, and coffee. The monthly subscription box costs $29.99 plus shipping and handling. If you're interested in signing up, please check out whattoreadnextblog.com/outcrate. Now, let's get to today's show. Today, I want to share a book haul of ebooks that I purchased this past month. During the week, I mainly read ebooks, and during the weekends, I read hardbacks from the library. So these are mainly the books that I read for the most part. I purchased the books on Kindle and Amazon for 99 cents to $4.99. If the book is more expensive, I request it from the library. That's my take on it. I try not to spend no more than $4.99 on an ebook. So let's get today's series. All right, the first 7 books that I bought were I binge read this series, which is the Delta Force Hero series. Last week, I did a book series review of this book, which I read over the past few weeks. And the book included Rescuing Rain, Rescuing Emily, Rescuing Harley, Marrying Emily, Rescuing Cassie, Rescuing Bryn, Rescuing Casey. If you want to hear my take on the series, check out the podcast. All right, let's get to the rest of the books that I've been able to purchase, and you'll be hearing more about it. So the next book is Siren and Slave by Lexi Blake. In case you ever noticed, Lexi Blake is one of my favorite authors, and I'm currently reading the arc. Here's a synopsis of the book. Julian Lodge has everything men could want. He's rich, successful, and owns the most exclusive club in Dallas, but something's missing. Finn Taylor has worked his way out of the world in humble beginnings in Willow Ford, Texas. The only thing he still loves in his hometown is Danielle Bay. He never told her he was actually bisexual, and he never confessed his love for her. Now she's getting married, and Finn is sure lost his chance to be the only person he ever loved. Julian's vacation, the Barnes Fleetwood Ranch, brings them all together. After Danny jumps into Julian's car while fleeing her wedding, Julian knows he has to have her, but nothing is easy in Willow Ford. A danger from Julian's past threatens them all. Julian will have to convince both Danny and Finn that being with him is the best decision they ever made. I read this book, and this book dives into the BDSM world, which is something I love about Lexi Blake. I read it. I enjoyed this book. I gave them 5 stars. The review is forthcoming this week, so be sure to check out. It's going to be on April 25th on the blog, What to Read Next blog. All right, the next book is The Pleasure of Handing by J.A. Huss. This is a book to Jordan's Game, which is a spin-off of the Turning Back series, which I read last year, and this is a steamy book. It's definitely lots of sexy times, just an FYI. So here's the synopsis. Issy is about to have the night of her life. Her sexual fantasy is about to come true thanks to Jordan Wells and his little fantasy fulfillment business. Or is it? A new day, a new game, a new girl to try to please. Issy Gray is a control freak. There's no problem she can't solve. Issy is also a successful self-help author, presenter, and life coach. She has an answer for every time you ask for it. That's it. Until her BFF butts into her life and signs her up to a sexual fantasy fulfillment game she never asked to play. Now she can't turn it off. She can't quit because Jordan Wells refuses to admit she's even a player. And she can't get rid of the man assigned to pleasure her and pant with panic because he's her new bodyguard. Just what the F. Alright, this is a steamy erotic romance. I'm looking forward to reading it. I read the book 1 of this series, which was definitely romantic suspense. On the way J.A. Huss presented this book, she says more romantic comedy. So it's definitely going to be fun to read. I'm looking forward to reading it in the next few weeks. I think this is going to be probably in the next week I'll read this book. The next book is part of a duet, and it's the collaboration between Vi Keelan and Penelope Ward, which I love her collaboration. I love these books because they're like ability to make romance steamy and fun. They're awesome. So this book is Rebel Higher. From the New York Times bestselling authors Vi Keelan and Penelope Ward comes the first book in a new sexy duet. How to kick off a great summer in the Hamptons. Snag a gorgeous rental on the beach. Check. get a job, a steady summer haul, check. How to screw up a great summer in the Hamptons, fall for the one guy with a dark leather jacket, scruff in the face, and intense eyes that doesn't fit with the rest of the lonely looking crowd. A guy you can have when you leave at the end of the season. Check, check, check. I should add, especially when the guy is your sexy tattoo god of a boss. Especially when he's not only your place of employment but inherited the town. Especially when he's mean to you. Or so I thought. Until one night when he demanded I get in his car so he could drive me home because he didn't want me to walk in the dark. That's sort of how it all started with Rush. And then little by little, some of the walls of this hard-ass man started to come down. I never expected that the two of us, seemingly opposites on the outside, would grow so close. I wasn't supposed to fall for the rebel hire, especially when he made it clear he didn't want to cross that line with me. As the temperatures turned cooler, the nights became hotter, my summer became a lot more interesting and complicated. All the good things must come to an end. Except our ending was one I didn't see coming. Rebel Hire is the first book of the Rush series duet. Book 2, Rebel Heart, will release 6 weeks later on May 22nd, 2018. So this is a duet series and it has a cliffhanger. So I'm planning to read it closer when Rebel Heart comes out. I started reading Rebel Hire and it was good, but it was just like, there's going to be a cliffhanger and then I'm going to forget about it. So I'm probably going to read this in May. I love this collaboration. Their books are awesome. They know how to write really steamy romance and just lots of comedy in between and stuff. So if you're looking for a good duet, a couple authors to write, look for Viking and Penelope Ward. They're awesome. Okay, the next book, I got it for 99 cents and it's The Hot One by Lauren Blakely. It's a new sexy standalone romance by New York Times bestselling author Lauren Blakely that'll make you swoon. At first glance, stripping naked at my ex-girlfriend's place of work might not seem like the brightest way to win her heart again. But trust me on this count. She always liked me best without any clothes on. And sometimes you have to play your strengths when you're fighting the uphill battle. As a lawyer, I know how to fight, and I'm prepared to fight hard for her. Because sometimes you need a second chance in the first love. He's the one who got away. The nerve of Tyler Nichols to reappear like that in my job, showing off his rock hard body that drove me wild far too many nights. That man with his knowing grin and mischievous eyes is nothing but a cocky jerk sauntered back in my life again. Except, what if he's not? I've tried to hell forget him, but maybe I'm cursed to remember the guy I fell madly in love 8 years ago. Lord knows, not over him, so what's the harm giving him a week to brutally change the ways that matter? After all, how do you resist the hot one? Just a second chance romance. It's a Lauren Blakely romance. I love her take on romance. These are books that I consume fairly quickly. I can read in a day. So I'm looking forward to reading this one probably in late April, maybe next week or in the next few weeks. Now, this book was on Kindle Unlimited, which you get access to 10 books for $10, 10 books at a time for $10 a month. And this is The Swedish Prince by Karina Holly. I never believed in fairy tales, never held out for Prince Charming. Growing up poor in a small town in California as the oldest of 6 siblings, I knew I would never ride off into the sunset with anyone. That was even more apparent when the senseless tragedy took the lives of my parents, forcing me to become the sole guardian of a dysfunctional household at the mere age of 23. Then a fateful encounter later brought Prince Charming to my doorstep. At first, I thought Victor was just an average businessman passing through, albeit obscenely handsome, 6'5", blue-eyed, mysteriously rich. But soon I discovered the truth behind Victor's facade. Beneath his quiet, enigmatic gaze and cocky charm is a man that is running away from who he is, really is, a role he'd rather not fulfill. He's Victor of the House of Norden, His Royal Highness the Crown Prince of Sweden. Yet uncovering Victor's secret was only the first step. I didn't expect to fall in love with him. I didn't expect to whole life turn upside down. When you're in two different roles, can your hearts meet somewhere in the middle, or do you happily ever after live fairy tales? Warning: The Swedish Prince is also sweet and trendy and funny, but it does contain foul language, lots of F words, graphic sexual scenes, lots of dirty talk. Reader discretion advice for those who are sensitive. Alright, so this book is, I'm all about the royal wedding, if you know me. I'm so looking forward to May 19 and getting up really early to go watch how Harry and Meghan are getting married. So this book I'm probably going to read in the next few weeks, just closer to the royal wedding, just to get into that spirit of the royal highness and whatnot. So it's kind of like a fun book to read. The final book is The Oracle Queen by Kendara Blake. This is part of the Three of Our Crown series, and Teresa's the Oral Queen. It's a prequel novella. So if you don't know about the Three of Our Crowns, it's about triplet queens born in the state of Fernburn, who may be many things: elementals, poisoners, naturalists. If an Oral Queen is born, however, one gift of sight, she's immediately drowned, extinguishing her chance of overtaking the throne. But that's not how it always was. The Cashmere Pact had started long ago with Queen Elizabeth, the legendary and last Oracle Queen, whose reign was tinged by blood and horror. Paranoid, ruthless, and utterly mad, Elizabeth and Mistrella led to the senseless slaying of three entire households of innocent people, at least as the enchanted tale carried down from generation to generation. But what really happened? Discover the true story behind the queen who thought, though born with the gift of sight, could not foresee her swift and sudden fall from power until it's too late. So this is definitely the prequel for the Three Dark Crowns. I actually enjoy this series a lot. This is a fantasy series where there's triplet queens who are born and who at the age of 16 have to kill each other to gain the throne. So it's a fun series. If you haven't read it, I definitely encourage you to read it. This is one of those prequel novellas that I'm looking forward to read. I'm probably going to read this in May. If not, I'll wait till October when the next book comes out and just read it closer to the next book of the series. There's 4 books in the series, so the third book comes out this year, and so that's where I'm looking forward. So those are the ebooks that I share that I actually bought this past month. I haven't bought any new ebooks. I got a couple ARCs coming up that I'll be reading. So there's a lot of books that I'm going to be reading in the next few weeks I'm excited for. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.